I call the meeting to order. Compliance with open meeting law.
Yes, it was on the website, radio paper, and sent to the county clerk.
And we posted a sign out here that says it's here, so some of you know that already, so it should be okay.
Number three, approval of the agenda. Did everybody have an opportunity to review it? Any questions or corrections? If not, a motion to approve it.
Move to approve the agenda as printed.
Lester makes the motion. Arnold seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of the minutes from June 19, 2019. Did everybody have opportunity to look at those, review them? Any corrections or additions? If not, motion to approve the minutes. Pam made a motion. Second?
I'll second it.
Lester second it? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Number five, public comments and communication, the building update. We're all here.
We are here. Apparently, I still have a little glitch in booking rooms, but we'll get that taken care of. I apologize for that today. Still not quite clear what happened there, but we'll get to the bottom of it with IT. Other than that, I think everything is going good. We've got photographers coming out from Potter Lawson, the architects, to take some general pictures Friday. We're in, social services in, emergency management's in. Sheriff's Department is going to be coming out in what, a few weeks?
Two weeks.
And then the jail following that, and then dispatch, is that all?
That's correct.
So I think it will be kind of nice when we get a full everybody in here, because right now people come in and they're still unclear where to go, and so they generally come to our office. Regardless.
Yeah.
We've had them in there to file complaints. We've had them in here to look for, as for directions. We've had them in here for lots of reasons. And we still have a few people going around to the back of the building, to the old building.
Oh, really?
Yet, so,
Oh,
we just can't seem to. We've put signs out there.
Even after the new sign?
Yeah. Really? We still have. I don't.
Well, what are they going to do when that other building?
Well, I guess not. I mean, they are coming back, so they do figure it out. But I mean,
it's
pretty obvious
now. There's a semi-trailer sitting in front of the door. You're not using that building.
You would hope.
We started a crew Monday morning. I think they have literally been throwing some desks out the windows.
Really?
By what I witnessed this morning, I'm pretty sure that they got two windows out, and I think that those kids are just.
Anything that
well, saving trips down the stairs.
If they survive the fall, they're a good desk. But,
most of the stuff that's going out the window was trash.
Well, they should have been thrown away a long time ago, probably. Yeah.
Some of it they'll have trouble lifting to get out a window, though. Yeah. Some of those desks are.
I think they got most of the steel ones out.
Did they? Those suckers are heavy.
The L-shaped ones, I don't know if they haven't figured out how to get them apart.
Well, that's what
I can bring my drill over and cover it for them if they need to. I've done that before.
That's what you got, these battery-operated sawzalls. You just cut them up.
So the building will be coming down. There's got to be some abatement right?
Well,
2 weeks?
Yeah. Really? Wow. Tim's hoping to move in Labor Day.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to see it.
They think they'll have the abatement done by then.
Do we all get to take a swing at it?
So you're going to do that. Sit out there and cheer or what?
Sheriff's Department already had their shot at it.
Yes, they did.
Literally.
Yes, the Sheriff's Department had the SWAT team come in and use it for practice, breaking down doors and shooting out the locks on doors.
Oh.
And,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, really. They don't get much opportunity to actually have a hands-on. So, it worked out well for them.
The last of hurrahs to get done with it, huh?
If the SWAT team's coming in your inner room, stay away from the door lock. You'll be fine. It doesn't go very far, but they do shoot out a pretty good portion of the lock with like a clay bullet.
In other words, they were using live ammo, weren't they?
And Lori's hosting an open house Friday night.
Yes, I'm hosting. So as some of you probably know, we were contacted by Transcendent Paranormal Investigations to see if we would allow them to come into the old 52 building and look around. And so Bob was gracious enough to say yes, because we had several staff that were very interested, me being one of them. I thought it would be fun. So we had Mariah and myself from here, and then we had like 13 other staff from social services. And then we had, trying to think how many investigators we had. I think there were like 7 investigators. So we had over 20 people in the building. We were there from about 8 o'clock one night till about, oh gosh, it was probably 2:30 in the morning before I even got home, but which was a long, scary ride home, let me tell you. So, if you've ever seen the Ghostbusters show, the Ghost Hunters, I haven't really seen them, but they do stuff similar to that. So it was a lot of fun. I had a good time with it. I was probably one of the, and I've had weird things happen in that building, but I was probably one of the more skeptics with the equipment. I just kind of, you know, I would try to rationalize it all. So they collected all their evidence, and they go back and they sort through it, and then they're going to do a reveal Friday night at 5:30 at the Youth and Ag building. So if you're interested in hearing about it, come. It's open to the public. It's free. It was interesting. Everybody, you know, pretty much I think everybody that had been in the building that night had some odd experiences that they couldn't explain in there. And so I think even our county board chair had a couple odd experiences when he sat over there, but he doesn't want to admit to that.
I have odd experiences all the
time. Pictures falling off the wall. Yeah, so anyway, it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. He hasn't shared really anything yet with us, so it'll be interesting to see what they come up with, or if they came up with anything. They try to debunk it, you know, first and see. But we were good. Mariah and I were good right until the end, and then at the very end of the night, because we'd opened up all the windows, it was hot in there, and we had gone, we had to close them, of course. We wanted to close them up, and so we went up to the third floor in that scary wing. And by the time we got the windows closed there, we were ready to get out of the building. It was a little creepy then. By then it was 1:30 in the morning, and it was dark up there, and it was like, yeah, I just want to get out of here now. Not to mention, I mean, the atmosphere was, you know, the air was so hot. It was a very hot night, and there was no air, obviously, up in there, so the air quality wasn't too good anyway, but we were ready to leave. And then we laughed because we got out in 129, and I called her and said, it's really dark out here. So it was fun. We had a good time, but it'll be fun to see what comes of it. Anything else on the building that you can think of?
No. I sent a text this morning about your grass. I see they mowed the ditch.
Yeah.
But you did more around the building.
Did more around the building. And the weeds need to be pulled. So I'm having a little problem with our landscaping, so or lack of it. So I left transportation on here because you weren't here at the last meeting, and you wanted to talk a little bit about transportation.
Well, I don't know what our options are.
Well, I just think
this time, and I can only speak for my athletes with Special Olympics, that right now I have 22 bowlers. And they either have to take a cab or find somebody, I'm sorry, to transport them. Sometimes to wait for a cab is a half hour, 45 minutes. And I just don't feel comfortable having them sitting around the bowling alley and waiting for somebody to come pick them up, because I'm afraid they might decide that they'll hop in with anybody that would offer them a ride. Yeah. Anyway, and I don't sit around and wait for them. They're adults. They live on their own. But I think transportation for our group is a big issue. They parents aren't in the area, and to get to practices and events around town, just so they're not so isolated.
And are the ones you're talking about all in Platteville, or do they come around? I can't remember.
Well, most of them are in Platteville, but we do have some that are coming in from other groups. But I have a new athlete that's going to be moving into Ruxton. and he's going to join our Special Olympics.
Okay.
So, you know, they just don't have the transportation, and they get isolated, and that's not good, because then they just sit around and eat, and that's not healthy for any of them. Because they just have a lack of things to do, and I just think if we could get some kind of transportation going for events, that would be awesome.
And so typically how many days a week are they practicing indoor?
Well, we only practice once a week
okay.
on Mondays. But then, you know, they've always had music in the park during the summer. That would have been nice for them
yes.
to be able to participate in. But they just don't have the transportation to get them there. Going to a movie, if there's a group of them that would want to go to a movie, we have a respite program at my church. And it runs from 5:30 to 9:30 at night, and the shuttle doesn't run at night, so they're always looking for rides to get home from that respite event, which is just there to give them something social to do
mm-hmm.
right,
as a group in a safe place. So I just feel that there's a need, and I know this is a Grant County board, so I'm just restricting from my group. Platteville area, and we have a few that live in the country that, you know, I would be able to accommodate if, because their place of that they live, some of those providers don't offer them, which I think should be probably part of their when they pay for these
yeah.
group homes,
yeah.
part of their job is to transfer for them, but they don't, so that's a another issue. So I just wanted to throw that out there that, you know, since I'm always at these events and my son is involved in a lot of these events, I mean, even I could provide some kind of transfer if there was something available. But then it's just part time, so maybe that's not.
As far as, like, their ability to, like, when we do a normal bus route, we charge, like, $3 to ride. Would they have that ability?
Would that be for round trip?
Yes.
They all work either at Hodan or at SOC.
Okay.
So I don't see that that would be an issue.
Okay.
So they could pay for their, I mean, that's part of living on your own. It's expenses and transportation is one of them, so. They pay for a taxi if they can, so I would think
true.
They'd be able to pay for some kind of transportation, but I just wanted to throw that out there just to let you know our situation, and
yeah.
Even the housing situation, we're still plugging away every week. We've met with the board member of the hospital Monday, because they bought some new property out there, and, you know, they got things that they want to maybe do with that property, and we wanted just to throw out our project to them and see what their thoughts were. And so I felt pretty positive about that, but he has, of course, take it to the board and the hospital, and he was going to be meeting with the CEO. So we're plugging away with all of that. And Rexton's going to be opening up by the end of the month, from what I've been told.
Okay.
Couple of our athletes are moving in there.
Wow.
So they're all excited.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet that's exciting for them.
Yeah. So.
Well, we will take a look. So I know they've got bowling right now, but they also have, like, in the winter, they have basketball, right?
Yes.
And then do they have anything in the summer, too? Do they have
They have track in the spring and then softball in the summer.
Okay.
We do year-round sports.
I thought so. Okay.
Yeah. So summer's not our biggest program.
More the winter months are probably
yeah.
more.
Yeah. And I'm just talking adults, because the school provides transportation
right.
for their
right.
Athletes. So.
Right. Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Well, we will take a look at it and see, you know, I'm not sure that we could do it all the time. But
oh, I know.
Mean, I'm thinking that Mariah and I need to brainstorm and think if they could book some certain events or something
yes.
we could probably do, because that's what we do, you know, with
right.
other things. So
bowling would be our big thing that right now, and that's on Monday nights from 5 to 6:30. And Hodan does drop off those clients at the bowling alley, so that's
okay.
Provided for them there. But to get home is
sure.
always an issue.
Yeah, yeah. No. Well, you know, we're supposed to serve elderly and disabled, so I mean, it's a target audience, too, so.
Yeah. It's just not a very large audience, but there's over 400 in Grant County alone that either are on Family Click, IRIS, or INCLUSA. That's just in Grant County, over 400 that receive services. So that's it's a large population.
Yes, it is. Is that for just the disabled adults, or does that include the elderly too?
No, it does not include elderly.
Okay, that's what I thought you were. Okay.
Number six, advocacy reports and activities, ADRC regional board meeting report. I know that we had talked about the bylaws, and we had gone through all of those and made any corrections, additions, and all that. And those are supposed to be finalized at our next meeting, which is
tomorrow.
which yeah. is strange. I don't recall some of the other things. Do you remember anything else, Carolyn?
I think we just decided on a schedule. A meeting schedule. We're going to do
different things.
Maybe not meet every month during the winter months.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what is 9 o'clock during the summer months and 9:30 during the winter months.
Yeah.
And I think the winter months they're going from October to April.
Yeah.
Somewhere
I think
along
so.
There.
Yeah.
So. But it's kind of like what we're doing if they don't have to meet. Yeah. Every month that they may not. So.
But Mary just did provide me with some information about the individuals that are on family care. And I also got it from Travis Trannell's office, so it was the same information. But
yeah,
a lot of people are surprised of the numbers, but I was even surprised as well that there's over 400 in the county that are just intellectual or developmental disabled. And that doesn't include anybody else. So that's a large group.
That is a large group. It really is. It's a large county, so.
It is.
But yeah, that is a large group. That's that even surprises me.
Yeah. Other than that, there wasn't anything outstanding.
On it. Yeah.
They did have one of those dogs.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I missed the dog.
Oh.
Yes, you did. Oh.
They have these battery-operated pets that they use in the nursing homes.
Oh.
Dogs and cats that they use to calm clients down and anxiety issues.
Mm-hmm.
I got one for my son.
Oh, did you really?
He loves it.
That's cool.
A cat for Levon. I wonder.
Yeah.
But it says it, and it calms him down. And it's kind of funny how my dog, or my son, treats the dog, but it's quite humorous. But, they say it helps with anxiety with people in the nursing home that get. So it's $100, and I thought, well, it was well worth
$100. Oh, yeah. I thought they'd be lots more than that.
No,
but the dog would turn his head, it'll bark, it blinks its eyes, and it doesn't get up and move. But,
no, but it wags its tail, and
right.
If you're not petting it and taking care of it, it'll start barking at you.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the other night, he bit my son's finger. Well, that was a big deal.
Oh.
I know. You guys have no idea how our life is. But I said it didn't hurt and there's no blood, so you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm surprised how much they weigh. They're extremely heavy, but they're fairly heavy. Yeah.
Probably. So we didn't get the cat, so I'm not sure what the cat's like, but we did get the dog. And so
was fun. Everybody enjoyed that.
Yeah, but that would be perfect for nursing home. For those that have high anxiety or just are used to having a pet maybe around.
Does it look real?
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, I'm going to have to look these up. I know. I'm going to have to check it out.
And see, Levon, who has Alzheimer's, had cats.
Yes.
Lost her cats, was very.
It might be good for her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And now she sort of remembers the cats, but loves cats. And
it's not going to go anywhere. It'll sit on your lap. But the thing,
she will lose it.
When we had dogs, my son had it, it shed. And that just drove him nuts. Well, this thing sheds too.
Oh, no.
It's really like a real dog.
He has a fit because it's got all over his clothes. Oh. I'm thinking, I just can't win with this kid. Oh,
well. Oh. So it sheds and it bites, but you have to feed it? Just batteries, right?
Right.
You don't have to take it out or feed it.
Right.
They get my schnauzers, they don't shed.
That's funny. That is funny.
Yeah,
but they brought that
show
around.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, we'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
Elderfest.
Elderfest is underway. Preparations are underway. I think we've got about 15, 16, maybe now.
She got a couple more this week, yeah.
So we're about halfway to our vendors, which is about typical right now. A lot of them kind of wait till the last minute, but we just sent out a second round. We're changing things up a little bit. So it's on October 25th. It's still at the Youth and Ag. The last few years, we've had vendors ask to stop at noon. We've been going till 12:30. We used to go later than that. And we've just had some vendor requests to be done by noon. Most people have gone through it and are kind of standing around waiting. So we are going to run it from 9 to noon. Instead of a lunch, we are going to do a breakfast buffet. We are going to have it, we think we're going to have it catered by Vesperman Farms. In the past, we've had our meal site manager down in Boscobel prepare it and then haul it all up. And in all honesty, by the time we have Vesperman's do it, it's really not going to cost us a whole lot of difference. And I think it'll be something different, but we can start earlier so people can eat right away if they want when they get there. We're going to have eggs, bacon or sausage, potatoes. They're going to have apple cider donuts, which should be a draw, and then coffee or juice. So that will be a little different and a little newer. We've got a couple tablets we are going to raffle off. What kind of tablets are they?
They're
like Amazon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Amazon Fires?
We hit a good prime deal, yep. So we got them cheap. So we're going to, those will be our two top door prizes. Can't think what they are either. And then we're looking at doing some different activities. We are going to expand, I think, our pumpkin contest. That went over very well last year. Pam sat at our pumpkin table. Pam and Al did, which was very helpful. And people really kind of enjoyed looking at the pumpkins, and then they got to vote for their favorite pumpkin. Then they got to win. You know, their vote counted then as a raffle ticket.
Oh, they come back and bring somebody and say, I put mine.
So we've had a few vendors that are interested in participating, too. So we're going to open it up to them and expand that a little bit and just do a few more fun activities and lighten it up so it's not just all about long-term care and, you know, have a little fun with it, too. So, because we were really surprised at how much. We didn't really know how it would go over last year, and people really, really liked it. And I mean, I still had people coming up to me saying, I was so happy I won your pumpkin, and I got to take it home.
Took pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were talking about it on the bus. And
and I think staff in here had a great time just making their own. They took pumpkins home and did them, and because we're not at all competitive, so. I've already got like 10 of them saved on Pinterest right now. So we're looking at some of that. We're thinking about just, you know, we're kind of looking, we're going to do the drug take back again. We talked with the sheriff about that. That went over very, very well last year too, and pulled in a few people that I think normally wouldn't come, but had the opportunity to do that. So I think we are not going to do a speaker. We're still kind of just kind of looking at that. In the past, the speakers, we're kind of trying to get people to go in there the last few years. They just kind of want to hang out. So we're looking at trying to make it just a little more enjoyable. We might either incorporate some music or some just other fun activities so they can hang out and just enjoy it and not have to, you know, worry about that. So we're just trying to change it up just a little bit, but you know, keep the, and we're going to get a great big inflatable duck and we're going to float it on the pond out here. It'd be really cute, but. Courtney got one. Courtney's got one. Because we do the lucky duck,
as
so.
As long as I can.
Oh, yeah. So that's how, if you haven't been there, people get, they look in their bags to see if they're a lucky duck. And then if they're a lucky duck, they know right away they've won a door prize. And then they get up and they pick a duck, and then that corresponds to the door prize. We used to try to do door prize at the end of the event, and we'd be calling out numbers, and people couldn't hear, and the acoustics were terrible,
right.
Or they'd
right.
have gone home, and so we right. would just yeah. literally call number after number. Now if somebody knows, we tell them that you can pick up your door prize between like 10 and noon, so they know immediately if they come in the door, and we spread them out. So that you can still come in at 11 and still have a chance of winning a door prize, because we keep enough on hand of our own that we can accommodate that. And then if you don't win that way, then you still have the second chance drawing for the tablets, so you have a good chance to win. So, and then you can win a pumpkin too. So we just win, win, win.
Have you used the stage in the past?
No, we have not.
I just suggest that you use the stage. Because it's easier to get attention.
Oh,
when you're trying to make
do the yeah.
And
what are you trying to say? I'm kind of short.
No. But the other thing is, if you're looking, there's enough musicians in the county that you could put.
We can put them up there.
Played an accordion or organ or whatever up there, and then it's easier to get attention because you interrupt the music.
True.
So they're looking right at you.
Yeah.
It's hard down in that corner.
And the acoustics in there are not.
They're
just
not perfect.
No. Well, I mean, just when, you know, you have a lot of people that don't hear well either in there, and then you get the acoustic. I can't. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah.
And people aren't paying attention. They're busy talking.
Right.
And so, but we are asking all the vendors to kind of, do an interactive activity. People really like that, and it kind of keeps them at the table a little bit. So, we're just it's going well. We've got a good crew, and we've got everything kind of mapped out how we've done it in the past. So it goes together pretty good. The worst thing is setting up the tables and the chairs. So, but we can use some volunteers. So if you are interested,
Al and I are on board for the pumpkin.
Fabulous.
He said that this morning. Are we talking about elder fest?
That's great. We will put you down at the pumpkins.
Okay.
Yeah, that will be fabulous.
7 meal site manager vacancy.
Okay, Kristen Miller, I almost said their name, from Cuba City, has resigned. She took a position with Head Start. Thought that was kind of rude. no, she was looking... due to some life circumstances, she's looking for more hours and things like that. So, yeah, she took a position with Head Start. So we have an opening in Cuba City 5 days a week. I did talk to Dave. We did post it. We have posted it a second time. We didn't get much for apps the first time. And the one that we did get is pretty far away. She's more interested in being a sub than driving all the way to Cuba City. So we have reposted it. The deadline is tomorrow, so we're hoping that we'll have somebody in there. Right now we've got a sub in there filling in for us, so we just need to get that filled. But we do need your approval to actually fill the position, so...
So I'd have a motion to approve that. Carolyn?
I'll second it.
Arnold second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Public hearing, aging plan comments.
Well, that will be fast because we didn't have anybody come. So there were no comments. And we did not receive any written comments. It was advertised. And we didn't receive anything. So... actually surprised. I thought we would actually get a few people with the new building and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we might have somebody, but we didn't. We shared it with Unified and DSS, and they did not have anyone either. So,
oh, really?
Okay.
No comments. No news is good news, I guess.
Number 9, 2020 budget.
All right. This is the latest version, but
I'll be honest with you, it might still be a little. There are still some things that we don't know. Health insurance is still a little bit of an unknown yet. But we have it budgeted with what Nancy from finance is looking at. So if you want to look to the back page, because that's the main thing. Right now, we've got an increase of about $61,000. Now, that being said, in past years, we've had carryover money, and so we have used our carryover money to take that away. But we don't have the carryover. The new carryover policy has our carryover funds. Everybody's carryover funds went into a general carryover fund. So while we do have that, it is possible that we still maybe, according to Nancy, could tap into some of that to reduce that a little bit more. There's a couple things. We could reduce it more if we looked at some meal sites and got realistic about maybe how many days they really should operate. And how they're performing, and because, as I've said in the past, Mumford is a 5-day a week meal site, and it doesn't pull in a ton of money. The problem there is that the staff person in Mumford is grandfathered in for full benefits, so it costs us a lot. Mm-hmm. It's like $38,000 with fringes, just in wages and fringes alone. And it pulls in about what, $600 to $700 a month, maybe.
Yes, quite a job.
What's that for revenue? Mm-hmm. We do have. I mean, Blue River is another one. It's operating 4 days a week. That one doesn't have a benefits. That person doesn't receive benefits. It's the ones that are grandfathered in. So we have Lancaster, Montford. They were grandfathered in a long time, long before I came here, for benefits. Back in the day when benefits were a lot cheaper, I guess. So those are possibilities. I didn't, you know, I wrote them in just as they are right now, but I just wanted to let you know that is a possibility. The other thing, we are written in here for both transportation grants. We have had some conversation in the past. Last year, when we got rid of the Iowa County taxi, the DOT got a hold of me and kind of discouraged me, actually, but we still did it, from applying for the 5311 taxi grants, because we're not getting a lot of money, and they think it's a lot of work for the amount of money. I think they think it's a lot of work on their end, but because we're getting like $26,000 and then another $66,000, so about $34,000, $34,000 is what we're getting from them. They thought we should try and fold it into our 8521. So I did just a quick little thing on this. Kind of a goofy looking little report, but anyway, so what we get from 8521, we did get an increase this year. So we got $138,256, which was about a $13,000 increase. We have to do a 20% match for 8521. The county has to do a 20% match. And then we pull in some bus revenue, we pull in some specialized transportation revenue, we pull in some taxi revenue, and we pull in some trips revenue. So the revenue comes out to about $255,000. Then the expenses, now the expenses I put in here just as they are. They really do have the ability to be adjusted, any of them, because it's all based on how much we provide So if you look right now, there's a shortfall of about, $21,000? The 5311 picks up that $26,000. So I wrote it for 5311. 5311 does have, I mean, it's another grant, so when I talked with Nancy about it, you know, it does have more stringent grant requirements. It's a different drug screening process. There are some different things. It's another reporting system. So there is a fair amount of work involved in talking to Nancy for what we're getting for it anymore. So there is some rationale for moving it over into 8521. I get that. I guess I just want to put it out there and see what your feelings are about it. Specialized is our wheelchair van. Right now, we provide a lot of service to one person in that. We don't do as much to others. So there is an opportunity there to probably not have that. I think Lyft does a lot more wheelchair vans than we do. And so they're another service out there. Plus, they're getting bariatric vans, which we don't have, which are becoming a real need as well, just for the oversized wheelchairs. Taxi pretty much runs, you know, the way it runs. It's just 4 days a week. Specialized could go up or down. Trips, again, could go up or down, and bus could go up or down, depending on just what we want to offer. So do you want to, or what are your feelings? Should we stay with 5311 this year and think about it again? We might get a little more pressure from DOT. I mean, they literally called me the day before the grant was due and said, you know, are you submitting? And I'm like, yeah, I already told you I was. So they were really kind of hoping I wasn't, but.
Somewhere I think off. You should. And then the other thing that I heard yesterday during committee reports is that Unified is working with Southwest CAP. Didn't they get some money or something for more transportation? Is that going to help?
They get 5310 for their mobility, so that's something they always get. They probably got an increase in their 5310 too, because the money, I don't know what they got for an increase.
But I mean, would that help take the load off of your
specialized? Yeah, because they do. I mean, Lyft does a lot of trips. The only difference is I don't know, they might be a little more expensive than we are. What we try to do with our specialized, we try to bill out, I think right now we bill out $15 an hour and then plus mileage at the IRS rate. They do theirs straight, I think, on mileage. And I think they just cost theirs out. So theirs might be a tad bit more expensive. We try to give a little break to people. But for the most part, specialized was always set up to kind of break even. It just was, and it hasn't been lately because we didn't want to increase it so much. But yeah, they do have, you know, they've gotten quite a bit more vans. They do quite a bit of rides. They've increased their rides a lot. So when we can't provide a ride, that's who we refer to as them.
So this Lyft program, that's through Southwest CAP.
That's through the Southwest CAP,
and they do.
It's very similar to what we do. They just provide rides to people who need it, to medical appointments or whatever. But they charge a little bit differently. I don't know that they're... They have a variety. Some of their drivers are paid. Some of them are volunteers. But all their vans are theirs. So we're in our TRIPS program, we use volunteer drivers who use their own vehicles. They will use a volunteer driver, but it's usually their vehicle. They don't have the... So it's a little bit different than what we provide. But they also do, like I said, the specialized wheelchair transports. And they've gotten a couple bariatric vans for those bigger wheelchairs. We have not done that. And it's definitely a need, but since they have it, it's not, you know, we're not getting requests every week for that, so we can easily refer to them for those types
of
things.
So are they located in...
Their admin offices are in Dodgeville,
right.
But they serve the whole southwestern Wisconsin area.
Oh,
so
okay.
They go into, some of their drivers actually keep a van, because they've got some vans out here, because I've seen some vans overnight in Fenimore when I've gone back and forth. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I think some of their regular drivers may just keep a van if they're driving for them a lot. But we actually have some drivers that drive for us and drive for them.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
A lot of our volunteer drivers are actually using it as a second job because they get mileage reimbursement. So We do end up sending out a fair amount of, mm-hmm. what is it, 1099s or whatever it is, each year to them. So, yeah, they're actually kind of using it as for income, which is fine. It
sure.
works out for everybody that
sure.
way.
Sure.
As long as the consumers are being covered, I think that. And they've got more ability. It seems like, they, like you say, they've got more full-time help or longer-term help.
Yeah. So are you saying apply for it or not apply for it?
Well, I think you should apply for
okay.
it.
Okay. I mean, I put it in.
It's $20,000.
Yeah, yeah. I think eventually we might get discouraged right
oh,
out of
I,
it. Or,
so why would
or
the state discourage it?
Because it's not a lot of money, and I think the paperwork is all That's the true. Same for them.
Oh, okay.
In the grand scheme of things, $20,000 isn't much.
They really, like, Dodgeville, when they took over the taxi, they didn't apply for it. It's just another layer of paperwork and things like that. So I you'd have to cost it out to see how much it really, you know.
I still think it's worth it at that dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was $2,000, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
But $20,000.
I don't know at some point if they can say, hey, we're going to fold it into others. You know, they definitely didn't encourage Iowa County to do it. And they must have highly discouraged it because they didn't even try. They didn't even go for it. So I couldn't quite understand that. But
I have my thoughts, but I'm not going to share them here.
So the other thing is, I want to point out, with that money, and I'm not sure that I have it right in here. I have to double-check that because I just thought of that this morning. I changed a couple things in here, and I don't think I changed the vehicle trust. So if you look under expenses, you're going to see DOT vehicle trust, and I think I need to change that amount. So I've got $29,000 in there right now. The reason I have that is with all of these in here, obviously you can see there'd be a little bit different. And I think I have to adjust that now because I raised the bus. So it probably won't be very much in the vehicle trust. But because of that 20% match, we have the ability, once we get all the 8521, if we don't spend out that 8521, the county has to put in the 20% regardless of how much services we provide. They have to put in that $27,000. Whatever we don't spend out in 8521 can be put into the vehicle trust, okay, and used to get vehicles in the future. But I will tell you right now that I'm sure that number is not correct because I was going to change that, and then I found out that the meeting room wasn't available this morning.
What page are you on?
Yes,
I am on X7.
X7, thank you.
So what I do when I do this is if we had a little bit of money, I expense it out in there. So quite frankly, that's probably, we probably have a few more expenses on here than we really do because I think that number is probably not correct. So I will adjust that. So my guess is that we won't have that much in there. But we need to expense it out because of that match. I have to show it as an expense because the county has to put it in. So even if we don't spend it, if we don't spend it, it's not like we can say, okay, here's, we're not taking the levy because we have to in that.
Right.
In that. Does that make sense? However, I raised some expenses in buses, so I think I have to take back that out of the vehicle trust. And my morning got a little crazy this morning when I found out we didn't have a room and I forgot to do it. So I will adjust that, but what that'll do is just make our bottom line be a little less. We won't have as much of an increase, so that'll actually be okay. So we'll go ahead with the 5311. Does everybody feel that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't mind doing the paperwork?
No, it's fine. It used to be a little worse when it was Iowa County, too, but it's not quite so bad, but it's just us.
Do we have a Good Samaritan law in Wisconsin?
They do. Yes. Yes. One of the things our volunteers do run into trouble with is their insurance, though. Sometimes they want to increase their
right,
insurance
yep.
because they're transporting
yep.
because they're a volunteer driver. There are some insurance companies. We try to point people in the direction to insurance companies we know that don't do that. But if they know that they're driving on a consistent basis, you know, they can sometimes want to increase the premium because of it. You know, the liability is on the driver.
Yes.
So, and we make that clear to people in the handbook that, you know, we actually, I think, have them sign something that says that. So, but there is that. But we, you know, knock on wood, we have a lot of people on the road every day. So, but we did have a bad accident a few years ago, and it wasn't the fault of our volunteer driver at all. Somebody just hit him, but the rider ended up being med flighted, and he was already, you know, so it was a bad situation. And then, of course, and I think they didn't have insurance, so it was just one of those bad situations, and so it ended up with the driver's insurance. But I mean, that is the risk you take if you're going to do it. Yeah. Luckily, we have a lot of drivers willing to do that, but we wouldn't be able to provide half the rides we provide if we didn't have volunteer drivers. I mean, we just. It's incredible. So, a couple other things. We did get a decrease. So, if you're looking at meals in the Title III, we did get a little bit of a decrease in those funds. I'm also budgeting a lot less for congregate meals and home-delivered meals program income. Those are the donations we receive for meals. They have been going down. So I didn't budget as much revenue. Hopefully I'll be wrong on that, but we just haven't seen, especially in congregate. I mean, we're already losing some people in congregate, and then the people that are coming just are not donating as much, which, you know, for me, that's a double-edged sword because we're probably serving people that really need the meal. So that's a good thing.
Right.
But at the same time, and for those of you who don't know, we can only suggest a donation. Okay. We can't set an amount. So, other than that, I think everything is pretty much the same, other than the increase in transportation. I don't think there's a whole lot. The county services line, so if you see on all of these under expenses, you'll see an admin. We just have it written in as admin. So what that does is Nancy bills us out, and actually I don't think I backed that out either. I should probably double check that. Oh, no, I did. So Nancy charges for services, county services that are program or countywide, so finance and personnel and all of that. And then what we're able to do with some of our programs, there's not money available, so it's just kind of a wash. But like with ADRC, that's a cost reimbursed, so it's a direct, so we can actually recoup some of those. So if you look at the ADRC budget under admin, we can get like $22,000 back on that. So those are dollars saved from the levy. So that's a good thing. And then we're able to do that a little bit with the vehicles as well, the transportation funds. Any questions on that? This is a little bit up in the air because Ruth is contemplating leaving, so we don't quite know what next year might look like. But she is thinking that she will not be here, so we're trying to kind of budget with what that might look like. So it could change based on what we think. Usually when we have a position opening like that, then we take a hard look at how we can best serve that more efficiently and cost effective. And but she covers half of the nutrition. So I did up the hours of that coordinator position. GWAR is, I think I don't want to say they're under fire, but I think they have been called to task with some things in their the OAA regulations, Older Americans Act regulations. So one of the things that has always been in the regulations is you need to have a full-time director, nutrition director, or you need to request a waiver and have an approved waiver. Well, we've never had a full-time nutrition director since I've been here, and nor have we ever done a waiver. But they have been talking about it. So I talked to them, and she said, yes, it is coming, she thinks, but she doesn't. She can't say when or where. So I don't think we've adequately ever covered it well, just because Ruth has only been able to have part-time hours in it, and I just don't think that has been real great. So we did try to up the hours a little bit, knowing that's coming. So one of the things we have to do is we have like 328, I think there was 328 meal, home-delivered meal participants, and we are supposed to do an in-home assessment with all of them. Do you know how hard that is in a county this size with mm-hmm. one person who works part-time? It's impossible. So, you know, quite frankly, some of those, and Angora is well aware of some of those things, and they've sort of let that go. But now I think they're getting called on it, so now we're going to get called on it. So those are the things that I'm trying to look at to see, you know, how we can do that a little bit better. Because, I mean, Ruth would literally run herself ragged trying to get those done. And a few years ago, we didn't have as many contacts, so we could have IAs, the information and assistance specialists, do some of those. But if you get to your program report and look at the number of contacts they're doing, they don't have that kind of time either. So so we did budget for that a little bit. But there again, it would be at probably a different wage. So I think it's not going to be that big of a deal. Hmm. We're actually trying to figure out how some of it could be done in-house and we could take on different things. So. Any questions on anything?
When does this have to be finalized?
Well, we have a department head meeting this afternoon. And then the board will actually not review it till what, October is when October. The board reviews it?
Yeah, but Nancy wants it approved by all the committees by September, so you're almost going to have to.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you to approve it.
Tentative today.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's not going to change other than the vehicle trusts, and the vehicle trust is just going to go down, so that's actually going to save some money. And then the insurance, we do not have the insurance quote yet. Nancy estimated that.
This is figured on Courts is offered to not to exceed 7%. So
right.
She figured a 7% health.
And it does have a 2%.
And a 2% wage increase.
Wage increase in it. So that could change too based on why chicken
head.
Yeah,
it
could go up.
I won't let it go down.
Well, that'd be nice. But I highly
doubt
it.
I won't let it go down even though people think I'm that mean. the wage study that we did, we basically committed to 8 years to get us to market, and we're only in the third year of it. So
that being said, we still have a shortfall in the overall county budget, so we have.
Well,
to.
I balanced it at the fair, but you weren't. Jack and Amy weren't happy.
Yeah.
We have one department that's $400,000 increase. We take that away, and $250,000 for raises in insurance and pay. And there's $1 million. It's balanced. But no, that's not the right way to do it. So we'll work through it.
So yeah, so it could come back that we do need to, you know, at some point, I think I've said this for a few years now, at some point, I think we have to get realistic about meal sites and actually decide whether they're, you know, how many we're going to
really serve. That's not a major cut.
Yeah, I know it's not. It is to me, in my budget, I think it is. But,
but it goes back
in
to
the big picture, it's not.
Yeah.
The 5311 thing, I mean,
yeah
it's going to save us $30,000, but in a $50 million budget, it's
peanuts.
Not really peanuts, I didn't say that. Your word, not mine. But it takes all those to make it. I mean, it's there's other places to cut too. I mean, there's ways to get down there, and it goes back to the carryover policy. I pointed that out to Nancy. She gets it, but others don't. We changed our carryover policy last year, and we used almost $750,000 of that to balance our budget. So what's the difference if we take it out of the general fund this year to balance our budget? It's there. It's in another pot. It's just not.
Sure.
It's not in their silos. That's the issue. Yeah. We had that discussion yesterday about another subject. You know, everybody's operating in silos. They don't look at the big picture.
Well, in the carryover, I mean, if you've got huge carryover increases from year to year, there's an issue. There's a budgeting issue there.
Yeah, well, you're adding to it because you're not budgeting accurately.
And you're probably overinflating. And I tend to be a little conservative when it comes to revenue and probably a little more generous when it comes to expenses because I want to make sure that I'm realistic. We never know what health insurance is going to be and when new people come on, how much that's going to cost us. So there are a lot of variables in there that can change. Price of gas, price of food, all of that. So, I decreased some revenue specifically in nutrition just because of that because people are having a harder time and I think they're not contributing as much. And
no, it's a problem.
So I'd rather be realistic about it. So, any issues? Are you comfortable approving it with knowing that the insurance could change a little bit and I'll adjust that? I'll adjust that transportation. I will go back through that and just make sure that I have it right.
Cindy, to make a motion to approve it.
If I can get one.
We have a motion to approve the budget with the changes that Lori plans on making.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Pam makes a motion. A second.
I'll second it.
Arnold second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
And I will come back with you again, so you'll see.
This is just a preliminary.
Yeah.
I won't go to the county board until October. But Nancy's got to have something to work with.
And we typically go over it. Is it exec or admin that reviews it, too?
Exec. Typically, it goes to county board when it'll be the 1st of October. Mm-hmm. They refer it back to executive to work through it.
And
we approve it in November.
Okay. So, and Nancy will put her eyes on it again and maybe come up with a $40,000. The other day when I did it, she said, did you get a decrease in ADRC? I said, no, we didn't. She's like, well, you budgeted your revenue $40,000. Well, I compared to past year columns when I do it, and I took the wrong column, so I'm like, thank you. That just saved $40,000 right there. So,
okay, number 10, the transportation resolution 8521.
Okay, so the 8521, as you see, will be all those expenses right there. Yeah. That does cover all of our transportation programs in part. So on your list here, on your revenue, it'll show like bus 8521 would be 75,000. Specialized would get about 6,800. Taxi would get about 16,000, and trips would get just about 40,000. Like I said, that was an increase. But we do a resolution that goes to the board then saying that we will. That you will recommend submitting the grant.
So could have a motion to approve the resolution 8521.
Don't move.
Lester made motion. Second?
I'll second.
Carolyn second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
And then it's the same thing for 8520. Yeah. 8520 and 5311 covers the taxi. Okay.
So I need a motion to approve 8520. And the 5311 goes with that too?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, Pam makes motion. Second?
I'll second.
Arnold second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
So when you apply for the 8520, then you're eligible for a little bit of the state money. Okay. So that's where you get the $6,000.
Yep. Okay. Approval of the vouchers.
I had a question on the vouchers on page 5 of 7, where you have the Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Is that the total of the premiums that you pay for the insurance on your vehicles? Or what are all those different figures in there? Is that, what does that involve?
Liberty is...
it's on page 5 of 7.
Yeah. I'd have to see how that's split out. I don't know which one is liability and which one is...
Isn't that work comp?
Is that the workman's comp one?
Is it?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Liberty Mutual's work comp.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's split by...
Each program.
By the each program that she's running. That's why it's that way.
Split up like that.
That's why there's so many different ones. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, anything that we do that goes across all our programs, we usually have to split it out based on, in terms of that one, I'm going to guess she splits it out probably by the number of FTEs that we have.
Okay.
And they do different rates for our different programs, so.
Yeah, depending on how physical.
Depending on the risk, yeah. Thank you. I was drawing a blank on Liberty.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't our vehicle liability because I know who that one is with, but it was like I just drawing a blank. So, any other questions? Thank you, Arnold, for following up on that.
You just had the moving costs when.
Right. We did have some moving costs. We have purchased a few things to make us warm and friendly out of ADRC, which we do have money to do. So, anything else? I don't think there's anything too much.
No other questions? Have a motion to approve vouchers?
Also move.
Carolyn makes a motion. Second?
Awesome.
Pam second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So I put computer copier purchases on here because for the ADRC budget, we're time reporting pretty high. So what that means is all ADRC staff, not all, information and assistance specialist staff and the disability benefits specialist staff do what we call time reporting. So they record their time, and then some of that time we are able to get Medicaid reimbursement back from them. So we use that when we budget budgets. In this past year, we budgeted at 43% for that. We get that money back. However, I think we are actually a little higher than that, so we probably will see a little bit more money towards the end of the year free up in that budget. Now, I already have, I think I budgeted $10,000 in there. Let me see. Let me look at the total on that. Thinking we might need a copier for computers at some point. Yes, so we still have about $10,000 available. So depending on how we come down in December, our copier did make the move. It doesn't sound real good, but it did make the move. I think it's my office that gets the noise. It sounds kind of like a, I don't know what, but it drives me insane. It hums when it copies really badly. But it did make the move. But it is getting old, and I think we are going to be in need of one. So there's that possibility that we could purchase one out of that if we've got funds available. The other thing is we do have some older computers. I've talked with Shane at IT about that as well. So if we don't have enough possibly to purchase a computer, we could probably pick up or copier, we could possibly pick up some computers out of that too. We want to make sure we spend the grant because you have to spend the grant. So that's important. The state does not want you not spending the grant, and that shouldn't be an issue. But like I said, we are time reporting higher. We are also going to have a little bit difference in wages because we charge some of the elder benefit specialists usually to ADRC. Well, we have a new elder benefit specialist now, so her wages are a little bit different than what Marcia's were, having been here a long time. Mm-hmm. Her insurance is, you know, different. And then we also have Stephanie is out on leave, so that's going to adjust our wages a little bit, too. So so I'm expecting to have a little bit of money. So I have it budgeted somewhat. I don't think a copier, I don't know that a copier is going to commit at $10,000. I think it probably is closer to $12,000. Although they've come down quite a bit, so we could, I think it'll be close. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. I don't know if it requires approval since it's in the budget line.
Do they come with contract or?
They do. You usually have a maintenance contract. You can purchase them on a lease agreement too. But if we've got money, I would rather purchase it outright, and then you don't have that.
Right.
You know, there's no sense in letting money go back if we don't have to. So. And the newer ones can do a lot more than this one can, obviously, too. They're smaller. We had thought we were going to get one when we moved in. We thought we were going to have some carryover money from last year. And I was all psyched for that. And then the state said, no, they wouldn't allow one-time purchases. And I'm like, well, what? Why wouldn't you allow a one-time purchase with your carryover? Because you can't. They would allow it for special projects, but they wouldn't allow a one-time equipment purchase, which seemed unreasonable to me. But anyway, so I think we'll try to get either computers or copiers. So
how does that work with the different departments? Maybe Bob can answer that. When you got different departments purchasing copiers and computers and that, does the county have a put out bids for providers that does it, or each department does it on their own?
We're trying to centralize more and more all the time, but it's again people
each department
want to get
does
away
it their own.
Silos.
Okay.
Up until last year, there was a what was it called? The property committee. What was it?
Public property committee. Public property.
I think I was here 2 years before I ever knew that that was something that you could go and ask money. That's pretty much done away with. People are expected to get it out of their grants, which is usually how they've gone in the
past.
That's
just curious.
We try to get things out of there. But we do work with IT, so when IT knows we're looking for a copier and social services has bought a copier, so they're trying to find us the most reasonable and best deals as well. So Shane's pretty good about that.
And coordinating.
And we keep trying to put more and more pressure on Shane and the IT department so that we are consistent throughout the county.
Yeah.
We're not
especially on the computers.
So we're trying to stay all HP.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
And the computers, Shane makes the decision on what basically we want. We don't, I mean, we tell him what we need, but he makes the decision on the hardware for it. He just gives me a price. And then, I trust him immensely, and I would with a copier too, but It benefits them to have everything be more standard, too.
Right, yeah. So that's so. Okay, well, thank you.
So I'll make a motion to approve the spending.
A second?
For a copier.
I'll second it.
Lester seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Again, I'll keep you informed on that because that won't come down probably close to the end of the year, so.
As long as this one don't make too much noise.
Well, this one, honestly, it sounds like an airplane sometimes out there. I'll be like, what is that? And then I'll realize somebody's out there copying because it just, like, hums in my office.
Yeah.
The bypass tray when it pulls from there, that's really loud.
It never used to be that loud. No. So I think moving is hard on a copier.
Right.
But it survived, so.
It's still functioning.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Number 14, financial reports.
Okay.
Everybody have an opportunity to look at those. Have any questions?
One of the issues we have, I just want to point it out, because you'll look on, under benefit specialists, we are overspent about $1,000 in the extra hire. Because of the Marsha's timing of leaving, and we didn't have any on board, we did have Linda, the LTE, work a little bit more. I have told her right now that... that we're restricting those hours now, since we are overspent in that category. I don't expect to be overspent in that budget, but we are overspent on the extra hire. But it'll all come out, I believe. So, but I am restricting that right now. So, just wanted to point that out.
You're gonna have to read that. She kind of overspent on a lot of your vehicle insurance too. Kind of caught you off guard.
Vehicle insurance, it. You know, I need to look at that and go over that with Nancy, because we get that every year. We get an increase, or we don't get an increase. We get a quote on that, and I'm not sure why that's...
It's an overrun.
Yeah, I'm okay. Not sure why that's looking that way. So
notice in all your categories, it seems to be a problem.
Yeah. And I don't really know why it's gone up that much, but...
Got a feeling that's a hard one to budget for.
Well, I don't know. I guess I don't know if it just went up, if we had some issues and it increased everybody's, or what the issue was there. We did have a couple minor issues in the last couple years. I guess those would be actually about 2 or 3, because maybe it was one of them. So that would have been longer than that. So yeah, I will take a look at that, and I will also look at that for the new budget and make sure that we are good there. Any questions on anything?
No.
If not, can I have a motion to approve the financial report? Karen moves. Second. Pam second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Reports, ADRC, Grant County Director's Report.
So, it has been incredibly busy here. It doesn't look like it, but you can tell when my reports are really short that they're... It's because we've been doing a lot. We've been doing some interviewing, so for meal site manager as well as bus driver and taxi driver subpositions, because we do need to get those in place. Talked about the public hearing already. Nutrition Council met. Nutrition Council needs to meet so many times a year. We talk a lot about advocacy with them. We talked about the donation policy. One of the issues, big issues we've had, particularly in the north with one of our meal sites, is groups wanting to donate money for a free meal. And I don't know if I talked about this in the past, but the state's really come out that there are no free meals. We can't advertise a free meal, and we've done it. I'll be honest with you. A few years ago, we did a lot of advertising for free meals. We cannot do that. Everybody, there always has to be an opportunity to donate. So if people want money to go towards a meal, the new policy is going to be that they're going to have to buy gift certificates, and then they can pass those out. They can buy a gift certificate. So my loophole with the state was they can buy a gift certificate for the suggested donation as long as that gift certificate is given to a person over the age of 60. So that's how we'll look at it. But we still have to provide the opportunity to donate there. We can tell people that, you know, part of the meal is sponsored by whatever group, but it does not cover the full cost. That has been a little bit, that's been a bone of contention with some of my meal site managers. They don't like that. However, there isn't anything I can do about it because it's the state policy, and we've been out of kind of compliance with it as it was. Now, I never knew that the free meal was a problem myself. That's an interpretation that they have made in the last couple of years. And that's fine. We can adjust, and it'll everybody in another year or two will be used to it, and it'll be fine. But it's just something that has come up lately. We are purchasing a 14-passenger bus out of the vehicle trust fund. This was in our, this has been in our trust fund grants for the last couple of years. So we will be doing that. We actually have to do that because we are, we can only hold 80,000 in our trust fund, and we've got about 92,000 in it right now. So we will be purchasing that bus. We are preparing for a DOT compliance review. I've never had one. It would have been really helpful if the checklist that they had sent me last week, they had sent me 6 years ago, so I knew what I should be doing. Apparently they don't think of that. So while I expect that we won't have too many issues, we probably will have a few because my experience with compliance site reviews is that they have to find something if they're going to drive all the way out here. So, so yeah, it was. It would have been really helpful to have that. DOT does almost no prep work with a new director at all. They just and even with the 14-passenger bus, I contacted DOT and I said I've never purchased a bus out of the vehicle trust. I'm not sure how I go about that. Do I if I go through the state procurement? And they said, yeah, that'd be the best way to do it. Otherwise, it's going to be a lot of work. How do I go? So how do I do that? Well, you just do it. Well, okay, all righty. So yeah, that was how that went. So
that sounds horrible.
Whatever. We'll figure it out. I did sit down with WGLR. I'm looking at our radio advertising for 2020, revamping that a bit. We pay a lot for radio advertising, so I want to make sure that we're getting our best bang for our buck. And they've been playing some really old ads that are way before my time, and I wasn't very happy about that. So,
yeah.
So I have sat down with them, and we're going to do some new ads on, and hopefully they're going to play them all the time. So, we're still distributing farmers market vouchers. So if you know of anybody, please send them our way, because we do have some left, and they can be used through the end of October, and they can be used at the orchards. So. If you know of some people that would benefit from them, please have them come in. Also, today is National Senior Citizen Day, or whatever they're calling it. So we are giving away free gifts. So if you're above 60 and you would like a free gift, you can stop at our registration desk.
I forgot what that looked like.
So we put out on Facebook and some other things that if you would like to stop in, we will give you a free gift. So
other than that, on the way out the door.
Yeah, very nice ADRC cutting boards. So.
There you go.
Anything else that you can think of? They said Stephanie is out on maternity leave. She had a little girl, just a week old, right?
Yep.
She named her Evelyn, which is my mom's name, and she didn't even know that, so I thought that was nice. So she's doing well. She literally worked till 4 o'clock that day and had the baby at, what, 8:50
that
night? Oh,
yeah.
So she was a trooper.
Yep.
So we are down to 2 INA right now, which will be fun for them for a while, but they're very good about hanging in there and doing what they need to do. So, but yeah, if you look at the program reports for them, you will see that they are very, very busy. And if I can point out, so under information and assistance on that program report, these averages over here, because ADRC is part of the region. So the year-to-date is us. If you look at, say, July is 552 for the number of encounter contacts. The encounter contacts are only contacts. They do not include all of, like, them calling a doctor's office or calling social services or economic support, all the collateral calls. They're just the ones that deal with the consumer. They do 552. The other three counties average 303.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to point that out because sometimes I think they don't get enough credit. And sometimes I think I think that when the other counties are talking about all of their marketing events that they do, it sounds really nice. We don't do quite as many of those because we don't have enough staff time, but we do way more actual contacts without that extreme marketing. So, again, the information and assistance is $435 in July, and the average for the other three counties was $210. So there's definitely some differences in there. And part of that is we're a big county.
Sure.
You know, so. But we have a lot of people walk in the door. If you look in July, we had 87 people come in, and the average for the rest of them was 50. So we have a lot of people that we're seeing. So I want to give them credit where credit is due.
Absolutely.
You think you'll get more people now where it's closer, where they can see?
I think we've had a few more wander in just to see the place little bit.
Okay.
And I do think we might get more private pay. That's just our emergency.
The testing.
It is not an actual emergency. I think we might get more private pay because the building looks different and it's not. I think there was a perception with the 52 building that if you showed up there that you were going to social services or you had, you know, major issues, where we try to attract a lot of private pay people as well. I mean, just because you're not on Medicaid doesn't mean you don't need information about services that you can pay for, but you still need the information. So
you're more exposed here, really, if they pay attention.
Yeah, and I think it just, I hate to say it, but the other building was not real attractive, and it always gave the appearance of just being for poor people, I think this one doesn't. So I think we will see. Plus, I think just the traffic with different meetings in here will make us more visible too. So I think we may see a different consumer come in the door, which is what we're, you know, hoping for as well.
Right.
So.
Right.
So yeah, I think that will be good. We are very happy here. It is I just cannot reiterate enough that it's a very nice facility. We're very thankful to be in it. Bob did a lot of work on getting this in the county board did a lot of work on getting this building up and running, and we are very appreciative to be here. So, and IT has been wonderful in getting us what we need, and there's been a few stumbling blocks, but for the most part it is we had a lot of stumbling blocks next door, so
easier over here. Work environment had a lot to do with work productivity and attitudes
it's
just a positive.
It took a little bit. The first few weeks here were very unsettling because we just couldn't. It just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like somebody was going to be like, "No, you can't be here. You gotta go back. You don't belong over here."
Dream on.
Yeah. But now that we're getting more settled in, I think these guys who they plan the reception area and things like that, and it works beautifully. I think everything kind of came to fruition very well, so all my sleepless nights were not.
In other words, you overcame that drab thing to a nice new shiny. The big problem.
it was good.
When I first walked into that building for my first meeting, I'm thinking, oh, how depressing.
I know. The funny thing was we didn't, you get so used to it when you're in there day to day, and then when you would go back, it'd be like, this is really not nice at all.
Have you been in there lately?
No. I bet it's really bad now.
Oh, it's better today because they got all the doors off.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was the last time I was in there. It was
Monday afternoon,
nasty.
They had the third floor pretty well cleaned out, a big pile of all swept to one end, so.
Yeah.
Second floor looks like a bomb hit it right now.
First floor looked pretty good.
We could have had a bonfire out there and a little celebration.
Yeah, we could have.
I think there'll be some celebrating when it comes down, but I don't know. I started to have kind of an unnatural attachment. I was over there quite a bit for a while there. It was like
I
have
somebody
what was it originally?
had somebody ask me the other day whether they could get a brick out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we can get your brick.
And and whatever you wanted to call the first floor, detox or
There was some. There was a psych ward there too.
Psych or detox.
What was a hospital to start with?
Right. Yeah.
What was?
Oh, yeah. That was a county hospital.
The county hospital.
That basically was a county hospital to start with. Then they built Orchard Manor and they turned this one into an office program, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why, so my office was here and Rusev was here, and then we had like a, you know, bathroom in between us. There wasn't anymore. The problem with it was we had a lot of nooks and crannies that were never set up for office space, and then they just got filled up with stuff. So.
Right. Basically, they were just
the ghost rooms.
And the ghosts had to have some rooms.
Then you had to update the electricity, and that had to have been expensive. Just after
I'm not sure the electricity got updated that well.
Computers.
Well, it did at one point because that was our computer problem.
Well, it was because that building was designed for three phase, and they dropped it to single phase, and somebody didn't carry all the way through.
So we had a voltage drop and stray voltage issues, and.
We'll come to find out.
It got pointed out that every time we ran the printers in our offices, the lights flickered, and then finally it flickered in someone's mind that, gosh, that might be a problem.
Well, the old wiring used a conduit as the ground, and every time they displaced one of them, they broke the ground.
And then we had water issues. Anybody who's been in the building long enough. Yeah, when SOC came over here, because they did our cleaning, John's like, well, I feel like I want to bring some rusty, you know, stuff over and make your toilets and your sink rusty. So you feel at home more. Yeah, no, I don't miss the bathrooms over there one bit. Or the water or anything. So, we're delighted to be here. And like I said, it's been, and people have really been receptive when they come in and are, I think it just makes people feel we seem more professional as well too. Like you said, it
changes a lot.
Yeah, it really does. So.
Attitude and
When I used to hire people, I used to, because we would never interview over there, so we'd be like, "Have you been in the 52 building?" And if, like when Mariah was hired, I'm like, "Cause it's a really old building, and your working conditions are maybe not going to be what you're used to." And I mean, I wanted to make it clear that it's not, it wasn't the most ideal environment. So.
It was unique in its time.
You had to be adaptable. Yeah. I think I told you that too.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
A lot of money, I'm sure, went into that building.
Well, it served its purpose over the years. I mean, it's certainly a sturdy building. I'll give it that.
Oh yeah,
very sturdy.
That was built well. Yeah, first day.
Right now, when I come down now.
That's what I say. Your Grant County supervisor still doesn't want to tear it down.
Really?
That yesterday afternoon.
Really? Somebody asked me whether they could get a brick out of it.
Yeah, I believe that to be true.
You could probably have whatever you want.
I don't want one of the condos.
Yeah, I doesn't want to tear it down.
Really?
I mean, I got to talk to the lady or the family that got the star off. Their mother or father put the star up there.
Yeah. Right. Grandfather, I think, actually.
Grandfather put it up. That was great.
Somebody took the star down, right? They got it.
They got it. Yeah. They got it working.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it served its purpose, and thank you for getting this building.
Yep.
I appreciate it. Something that was really needed.
There was a lot of work, and we were very lucky to be a part of the process. I've not been that closely involved in building a building before, but it was nice that I think the department heads were involved, and I think that...
So what's your next project?
A vehicle shed.
Yeah, that's just a sideline. I want to stick around long enough to see a new highway shop, but we'll see.
The highway shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the next one. That's
needed.
Because that building's been there forever, too.
39.
When was that building built?
39.
What building?
Highway
shop.
Highway department.
It's over by the...
It's right across the road from the jail.
Yep.
Sure.
North side of town.
Yeah. That's an old building.
So they want to come over here. No, they do.
Well, we'd like to. I would like to see it over here.
We just will have them all the 24-hour facilities all in one place. Don't worry.
And they have the space for
yeah. We've got
plenty of space.
Almost 800 acres out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there's 17 acres across the highway.
Mm-hmm.
We could put it there, but I think more of the talk now is keep it on this side.
On this side, yeah.
But it's 8 to 10 years away. Until we pay off that first bonding, we probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You got to start planning sometime.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Don't ever regret it. Buildings
don't last forever.
I built that new salt shed on the old site.
I got to go print off.
Yeah,
for some reason, I got two of these and
the
not
city
one
needs
the other.
What? The city needs a new building.
Well, we needed that new salt shed. I don't deny that.
And we're 10 years away, so.
What are you looking for?
Oh, I'll just go print another
is
one.
Is the county, out. Are you responsible now for the old jail? Is that the county's
that?
Building? Or?
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, what we do with that problem.
We approved an offer to purchase from Quick Trip yesterday for the four lots south of that. And then they're going to first right of refusal on that building to them. So when we decide to market it in a year and a half, 2 years. Because we're going to keep the radio equipment there rather than move that old radio equipment. And when we moved into this building, we changed vendors. We went with Raycom for our radio equipment. And they have in-house engineering. So they've already been to all the tower sites in the county and looking at a strategy over the next couple of years to update. Because part of what we had in this new building was a 400-foot tower across the road. But we knew for sure if that's what we needed. So,
right.
We'll see what happens.
Anything else in any of the reports? Or if you'll stick around for just 1 second, I got to go print. I think I must have stapled my other one to something, so I'm just going to go print a new one. I just need you to sign the resolution. So, do you want to hold a meeting in September to look at the budget again? Or do you want to? My feeling is we're not going to hold a December meeting, so we probably can. I mean, we can. We've got September, October, November to deal with. I can wait till October. It's your comfort level with the budget, I guess. That's unless
Any
something
thoughts?
Really comes up
Anybody?
In between now and then. Do you want me to play it by ear and think if we need to have one? To
if you think you need
to
have one, just call it.
Yeah, that'd be probably the best bet. If you think
okay.
we need
if
it.
I think there's something major that needs to be discussed or that you
okay.
then I'll call it.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll look at October and
basically that's when we're going to look at all the rest of the departments in October.
I don't expect there to be a big change here, so I mean we've approved the grants already, so I don't expect there to be
a big blitz. That's all.
As Bob's pointed out, you know, we don't have the big budget, so
it's pretty tough to change your budget a lot.
Yeah.
When you start talking about a department that's got a $7 or $8 million budget, then they're the ones that gotta look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Orchard Manors is over $11 million.
Uh-huh.
Highway is about $8 million.
Yeah.
Sheriff's Department's a little over $5 million. So those are the ones that can make big changes.
Yeah.
Your budget's not that
yeah,
big.
Yeah, we pretty much go by program revenue
right.
and
yeah.
grants, so there's not a whole lot of changing around, but unless we make changes internally. And like I said, we are going to look at that, you know, for the nutrition. But I'm going to print that up.
Okay.
That one can be passed around and signed. I'm going to grab that other one. I think I need to
Thank you.
you're familiar with Orchard Manor. So I was told that part of Orchard Manor houses individuals with disabilities. Is that true? And how does that work? Do they have to have a brain injury or just have a... What does that mean?
I'm trying to think what its what its real identity is. It's IDFR. Individuals with disabilities. It's got its own name.
So I just thought it was a nursing home. And so it's no. There's another.
Is it ICFMR?
There you go.
Intermediate care facility, and they use the term mental retardation, ICFMR.
Yeah, but see, you can't use mental
right,
retardation.
Right, right.
So
yeah.
It's got a new title.
It's got a new
intellectual
title.
Intellectual disabilities.
Yeah, intellectual disabilities. Yeah, yeah, that's okay. What it is.
So that's what it is, technically.
So anybody that has an intellectual disability could live there?
Maybe eligible to live there.
Maybe eligible if referred, and we have the space.
Yeah.
Right now we're full in that way.
Really?
And they'd have to
meet
the level.
We have lost a couple. We did have, that wing holds 25. Mm-hmm. We did have 26 at one time. Mm-hmm. And when we lost an individual due to death,
sure,
we cut our licensing back to 25 so that we only have one wing we don't have to worry about.
So there's different licensing for that wing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's somewhat a controlled atmosphere, controlled.
Do they leave the facility ever? Like, would they work at SOC?
No,
they're not that capable.
No, they're not that.
Okay. All right.
Not saying that if we had a vacancy, that we wouldn't take someone like that. But
right.
My brother-in-law was, I'm thinking a lot like your son.
Oh, okay.
And, I've got a cousin that actually lives alone in Sunrise Valley Apartments that is to that point that he works at SOC.
Okay. Right.
But these people can't really take care of themselves. Yeah.
Right. Well.
And I don't know your son, so
right. He has no concept of money or time or doesn't do his own meds or money.
No, I think he would probably qualify.
Oh, he would. Okay.
I'm thinking. I mean, you need to talk to.
Well, we were talking
Social Services
to
Department
in Platteville, which used to be. Maybe.
Yeah.
Because someone said they were not full. So we talked to them maybe taking a wing and having our group take one wing in theirs. But it's not
always. It is another license.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't. But they use the same caretakers?
Yeah, they're pretty much dedicated to that wing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all paid through Orchard.
It all runs through Orchard Manor,
yeah. I don't know. The suggestion, best bet might be just to go and visit it and talk to some of the staff there.
Yeah.
Set up a time to...
Yeah, to see how it
just see how
and
it
talk
operates.
To Heidi,
yeah.
Talk to the social worker and stuff,
right,
just to see what they are.
Oh, is this another one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's, it's
sorry.
The two grants, sorry.
I
have signed your life away.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that...
I'm down on it, so I don't worry about it.
And of course, Edenbrook said they were looking into it, but
I think Orchard Man and Swayze had a unit, right?
Yeah.
So.
But then they're more isolated. See, that's
our
biggest issue.
Yeah, that's
a
big thing. I mean, they will. I think they do take them up for group things,
right,
but
right.
Yeah, they have programming rooms and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not really the least restrictive.
But it's more restrictive.
You want
more.
Yeah. So when we talked to Edenbrook, we just thought, to us it's a no-brainer, but to them it's all about the money. But there's money in it, so I'm not sure.
Well,
they just don't want to do
and
it.
And then they're changing the payments. The state's going through a restructure here in a couple months.
With those individuals?
With everything.
Medicare,
Medicaid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Health Department and Orchard Manor are both struggling for their next budget because they don't know how the reimbursables are going to be because they're going on different method of coding and everything else.
Really?
So they change. Once you think you get it figured out.
I know, then they go
change
it.
Yeah.
Always.
Don't know.
wouldn't want it to work.
Always. No, they don't make it easy, that's for sure.
No, but, and so what did you say her name was?
Heidi Millen is the social worker. That's probably who I would talk to. I mean, Carol would know. Carol Schwartz is the director.
Okay. And so, the hospital in Platteville, I know, they're trying to decide what to do with Epion in Cube City, because that's getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And whether they're going to do some upgrades with that or build a new facility in Platteville, I guess, is their question. So they're having a lot of discussions on that. But they bought that. Is it Harms Farm?
Yeah, it's a Harms Farm.
They bought that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they bought the entire farm, did they?
That's what
yeah,
I was
told. Yeah, they ended up buying the rest of it.
Okay.
Really? Whatever hadn't been sold to the...
Yeah, you see the hospital bought a portion of that off of the Harms Farm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that they're now deciding what they want to do with it. So
mm-hmm.
we wanted to put our
mm-hmm.
project known and out there to them.
So does Ruxton have some... Are they going to have a caregiver or a...
They have a caretaker that will live there.
Okay.
And it's through Living Community Connections. I think that's what they
did. They designate a floor or so many apartments for that?
There's so many apartments, but I don't know.
Okay.
I think they could live anywhere in the building.
Okay,
as
I wasn't
as
sure.
I know. And I don't know if there's like 12 or 15 apartments that they've set aside. And I know they were going to set aside some for individuals, veterans. And I don't know what that entailed either, so how many they were going to set aside for that. It's just that my son would open his door to anyone who would want to come
sure,
in.
Sure.
And to mix that group of general
yeah.
population with our population, isn't that a good idea?
Yeah. No, I get it.
So it's all about safety and...
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but then when you look at, you know, you look at Orchard Manor, and then you've got an environment that's almost the other way.
Yeah.
It's too,
right,
it's
yeah.
too restrictive,
yeah.
you know, or, I mean, it doesn't have to be.
It's,
they
but it's very isolated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
yeah.
there, you know, there are very few CBRFs even
yeah.
in the county, and they're usually full.
Yeah.
And they're not in the
city
limits.
That's going to continue to be a problem.
And I've talked with Helen Knapp out of Fenn Furnishing. They're closing some sites because they can't get them staffed. So that's a whole issue in itself.
The staffing shortage is really bad. We have had numerous caregivers that, you know, have needed respite care and things like that and can't even.
No.
Some of them are on long-term care programs and they're still not getting it.
Services.
They're not getting the home care they need. They're not getting, because there's just such a staffing shortage.
They don't pay squat.
No. No. No, the pay is low, and...
And you can't... I mean, some of the people are... You just can't bring anybody off the street and take care of them. They have
no
a lot of medical issues, and they have to be trained properly to
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
care. And yeah, but the CBRF, don't you have to have a registered nurse involved?
I think so. I think you have
so
to
that's
have,
another...
Yeah.
Go up to the CBRF, so... Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
But... You're making noise, and that's a good thing.
We are.
You need to, you know, that's how change comes about, is letting people know that it's an issue. And
do you know James Schneller?
Yeah, I know of him.
No, of him.
We talked with him, and I think he thought we were wanting his money. No. Well, maybe.
Never turned down money.
No, that wasn't the sole purpose of us being together, was the money. But if, yeah, wanted
yeah.
to offer
yeah.
something. We're here to listen, so
yeah, absolutely.
Let's see what we can.
Well, anything else anybody has? You'll let us know if we need to meet in September.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'll
yeah.
be October
mm-hmm.
16th, 9:00. Okay.
Yes.
Nothing else. Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Also moved. Not that I rattled on and on.
Carolyn made motion. A second.
I tend to do that. Sorry.
I'll second.
Arnold, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
You are here
meeting
representing
adjourned.
Our disabled population.
Yeah.
So you're doing a good job of it. That's what you're supposed to do.